Welcome back. We're here to talk about Mexican peppers, Mexican chilies. With me we have Roosevelt Sledge. Roosevelt, did you know that Christopher Columbus took some pepper seeds back to the old world?
No.
Yes, he did. And matter of fact, they were planted and they were cultivated extensively in the Portuguese and Spanish colonies. In 1785, George Washington planted some pepper plants in Mount Vernon.
Where did they come from?
Well, scientists believe that there's a region in South America that supposedly has the largest area that has a lot of wild pepper plants, and this is where they originated from.
How did they get here then?
How they got to Texas is a good question. Scientists also believe that birds were the primary source of this spread. However, throughout the years, man and through research and a lot of cross-pollination, selective cultivation, we've come up with several varieties from the original 24 species of peppers.
And how tall do they grow?
Well, some pepper plants are known to grow as tall as 18 feet. However, the norm for the pepper plants locally is about 3 feet.
Oh, well, I've never seen most of these.
Okay.
What
this one? Okay. This one here is your chile ancho. This is used as a spice. They dry it in this form and then it is ground up and used in making byproducts such as your chili powder.
Plus, I haven't seen these either.
These? Interesting you ask about this one. This is the habanero. This is one of the hottest peppers around. This is extremely hot. It is by far hotter than the jalapeno. It's been, I believe it's like maybe 100 times as hot. So you don't want to bite this one, okay?
No, I won't. Oh. And my last question, I've never seen these either.
These are your chile de árbol. The reason they're called that is because the plant itself looks like a tree, a miniature tree. And these are also dried and ground up and used for making byproducts. Did you know that the extracts from these pepper plants are used for making cosmetics? They make medicine. And they even use them for a form of law enforcement. You've heard of pepper spray?
Mm-hmm.
That's where it comes from.
Ooh.
What do you say we show these people how to make a spicy dish, huh?
Yeah, sure.
Okay. First of all, what you want to do is get a skillet. And in this skillet, place 1.5 tablespoons of oil. Once it is warm, you add your sausage. You let it fry for a little bit, and then you add your chopped onions, and you let that simmer for a while, and then of course these peppers will be chopped up or they'll be blended. I prefer to blend it into a sauce using a ratio of seven serrano peppers per medium-sized tomato. Once that's added in there, you let that simmer for say maybe 15 minutes, and you can add your salt and pepper to taste. I personally prefer to add comino. Some people prefer garlic salt. It's all a matter of taste, personal taste. You want to add a can of tomato sauce. Once you pour the tomato sauce in there, you take the empty can, you fill it up with water, and you pour the water in there, and then you just let it simmer until it's to the texture that you wanted. If you feel like it's too watery, you can thicken it up by adding some flour, or just let it evaporate by its by the natural heat. Right here, we've got the finished product. Roosevelt, what do you think? You want to try some?
I guess.
You guess? Well, let's see what you think about it.
Tastes better than I thought.
Really? Well, I guess I did a good job with it. Before we leave, I'd like to clear up a myth of some sort that people claim that the seed is the hottest part of the pepper. Well, that's not exactly true. What I'm going to show you is a cut section of the pepper, and the center part, which is called the placenta wall, or the center wall, is actually what the hotness comes from. The seeds themselves will absorb some of the hotness, but that's only during their processing, whether you're roasting, boiling, or drying. But this centerpiece here is what holds the hottest part, and stands to reason that the hottest part of the pepper would be closest to the stem, and then it works its way up. Okay, we've talked about the foods and the fiesta and another form of another area of entertainment during fiestas is your dancing and singing and colorful costumes. We have now with you Dr. Cindy Graff, who will talk about these items for you next.